Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak at Shalom. We're now on Masachet Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet. Continuing with our discussion of the issue of an Onein, and we're going to get into some definitions of Onein and specifics about the laws obtaining to an Onein vis-a-vis Kodashim. The Mishnah says that an Onein does not divide up to get Kodashim to be eaten at night. The implication is that he can't divide up during the day, but if that night they were to invite him to eat, he could take some. Urimini, we have the following challenge. He can go to the mikvah and then eat his Pesach that night, even though he's an Onein during the day. Only Pesach. And the reason is that the prohibition of aninut should not stand in the way of the karet that you would get for not eating Pesach. Now, Amar Yirmiyahu Rabbi Divta, he gives the first answer, lo kasha, kan bePesach, kan mishar yimot hashana, meaning on Pesach night he could eat all kodashim, and that's what our Mishnah is referring to, and the halacha that we just read is talking about any other day. Pesach, why I did the achil Pesach acholam kodashim, since we allow him to eat Pesach to keep away from the karet, as I mentioned, therefore he can eat other kodashim that night too. B'shayim otashanah de lochazi, but other nights and other days where he's not allowed to eat anything, then lochazi, we don't allow him to eat even that night. So what does loba kodashim mean? Avaloba kodashim shokol shana means on the nights of the year. Okay, that's answer number one. Rav Asi Amar, second answer, lo kasha, kan shemet lomet bar ba'asar ukvaro bar ba'asar, if his relative died on the 14th of Nisan and he buried him that day, in which case the aninut is d'oraita, then he cannot eat that night either. Kan shemet lomet b'shloshasar ukvaro bar ba'asar, he cannot eat except for the Pesach, which we allow, but nothing else. Kan shemet lomet b'shloshasar ukvaro bar ba'asar, but if the mate died the day before, and the person died the day before, and he buried him on the 14th, then the aninut is not the oraita, and therefore that night he could eat any kodashim. Yom kfuah lo tafis lelo midirabanan. Meaning, only Yom Kfuah alone, the day of burial, if it's not the day of death, does not then extend itself, even midirabanan, to that evening, as far as aninut, and prohibiting him from eating korbanot. Now remember, the whole issue of not eating korbanot as an onein is fundamentally rooted in the story of Aharon and his sons, and we're going to see that explicated in this and the next podcast. Now, man tana aninut laila midrabanan, who is the authority who says that aninut at night, the night after the burial, is drabanan? Rabbi Shimoni, the tanya aninut laila midivrei Torah divrei Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, eno midivrei Torah ela midivrei sofrim. So there's the machloket. And what's his proof? So Rabbi Shimon says the very fact that an onein that night could eat a Pesach means there is no aninut d'orait that night. Now, does he really hold that? An onein cannot send korbanot and have someone else bring them. My love of filu b'Pesach, doesn't that even mean Pesach? Lo, levari Pesach. Except for Pesach, because it's the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan don't stand in the way of bringing a Pesach. I v'atan Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlamim. Why is Shlamim called Shlamim? Kshu Shalim may be only when he's complete, meaning his life is complete. V'inomavi kshu Onein, but he's an Onein, his life is not complete, he can't bring Shlamim. Minayin about the Todah, how do I know that an Onein also cannot bring a Todah? Merabe ani Todah, shekein nachalot b'simcha k'shlamim. It's supposed to be eaten happily, just like Shlamim are eaten. Therefore, it takes on that aspect of Shlamim. But either about the Ta'ola, how do I know that I should extend it to an Ola? It has something else in common with Shlamim. It can be donated. But either about B'chor Master U'Pesach. Now, Marbani, B'chor Master U'Pesach, Shkin Inan Ba'in Al-Khait. These are things that do not come because you sinned, just like a Shlamim. But either about Chatat V'Hasham, how do I know to extend it now to Chatat V'Hasham, which is the bottom of this list? Tamalomar Zevach. right? Because it's called Zevach Shlamim. So therefore, anything sacrificed, anything slaughtered. How about all of those other materials that are given to the Beit HaMikdash as donations that he can't do it? Shlamim Korbano. Im Zevach Shlamim Korbano. Meaning, Kol Korbanot Shehu Mevik Shu Shalem Evi. All Korbanot has to be Shlamim. Shalem. He has to be Shalem. And not when he's missing, when he's just buried somebody. Now, Ketani Mia Pesach. Pesach is on this list. Pesach is out. So you see that Rabbi Shimon says that even a Pesach can be eaten, which means he holds it on Indulaila's Doraita. Amrav Chista, Pesach Kadinaspa. Pesach was just mentioned because it's part of the always, every time you mention Bechor Masa, you say Pesach, but it really doesn't belong there, and of course he would allow him to eat it at night. Okay. Now, Shesh Damar, my Pesach, is another take. Pesach really was intended, but Pesach is not there, meaning the Korban Pesach, but it means Shalme Pesach, the Chagiga that comes along with the Pesach. So, Iyachi had her Shlamim, but that's already mentioned. You already said Shlamim. This is a subset of Shlamim. The answer is Tana Shlamim, Abayin Machmat Pesach, but Tana Shlamim, Abayin Machmat Atzman. So, they want to mention Shlamim that come only as an appendage to Pesach, which is the Chagiga Tarbasar, and then regular Shlamim. Why? If we didn't mention the other shlamim of the goal of the Pesach, I might think that Chagigat Arbasar takes on the personality of the Pesach, which means that the Onan could eat it, and he can't. Now, Rav Mari Amari had a different take, which is Lokasha. Now, this is now going back to answer our original question about whether an Onan can eat at night, where we saw Armisht implies he can eat at night, he just can't divide during the day. And the other piece said he can't eat at night. So he says the same thing with Asiyaz. It depends if that's also the day of death and the day of burial, in which case he can't eat, or if it is the day of death, was the day before, in which case he can. Now, therefore, the Yom Mitah is Tofes the Laila Midoraita, and therefore he says he cannot eat at night, even the Pesach. May the might be Yud Gimel Kfar, but Yud Dal, Yud Kfar, Midorabanan, and Tofes the Laila Midorabanan. If it's only Yom HaKfura, and the day before was Yom HaMitah, then the status of Onain is only a status Drabanan, and they didn't extend it into Naitam except as a Drabanan, and in the place of Pesach, they let him go. So then he turns around and says, Rabbi Shimon proving that Aninut Laila is Drabanan by saying, you see that he can eat the Pesach at night. So Rabbi Yehuda's answer should have been to Rabbi Shimon, I'm proving to you that Yom Mita is Doraita, that's Yom Mita Kfura. And you're answering me in the case of Yom Kfura? So the answer is cautious. Rav Mary's answer is a little bit difficult because it doesn't really take into account the way that Rabbi Shimon answered or could have answered Rabbi Yehuda and didn't. Abaye Amari has a different take on the contradiction between the two rulings about Onain. Lo kasha. Kanshamet konam chatzot, kanshamet lachar chatzot. He gives a very interesting answer. He says, if the person died before chatzot, then when the time for shechting the Pesach comes, which is at midday, he's already in Onain, he's already out. But if the guy dies after Chatzot, since the time of Pesach already came, even if he didn't yet offer it, he already was kind of caught up by the halachot of Korban Pesach, and the Aninut doesn't touch him. As it follows. If the guy dies before Chatzot, when this guy couldn't have brought the Pesach anyways, Chayla alay Aninut. Aninut comes on him. And therefore, the Pesach is removed. Achar chatzot teichs the Pesach, but if it comes to him, if the guy dies after midday, when he already could have brought the Pesach, lo chayla ale aninut. He said, and I have to prove to you that we actually do see a distinction between before and after chatzot. Detanya la yitamat. This is very famous that a Kohen is not mitameh for anybody except for those relatives. And what does la yitama mean? For his sister who was not married, not betrothed, he is mitameh. Question is, how do we understand that? Famous machlok Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Akiva says mitzvah or chovat, you're obligated to. Lo ratzam tamino to al kocho. We take this guy and we force him to go to his sister's funeral. Masebi Yosef HaKohen Shemeta Ishto Be'erva Pesach. His wife died Erev Pesach. Velo Atzali Tamei. He didn't want to go to the funeral because he didn't want to become defiled Erev Pesach. V'nimnu Echav HaKohenim U'timu Bal Korcho. The other Kohenim made a decision and they forced him and they pushed him onto the body to deal with it. So he became Tamei Meit. Alright, Urmini, we have the following challenge to that. Vila Achoto, this is in the things that a Nazir is not Metame for. Matam, the more, why does it say it? There's a famous sugya in Nazir and in Megillah. Haresha Lachlish and in Psachim. Haresha Lachlish Chodet Bischov Lamulet Benom. Rishama Shemet Bomet. Let's say a guy, not a Kohen or a Nazir, just a regular guy, is on his way to do either Korban Pesach or Brit Milah on his son, and he heard that one of his relatives died. Yachol Yitama. I might think he should stop in his tracks, turned around, deal with the dead body. Amarta lo yitama. In the case of a Nazir, we say lo yitama. Yachol kashem shelo yitama lachoto kachin metame le mitzvah. I might think that even applies to a mitzvah, meaning you found the dead person, nobody's burying him. Tamalomar v'lachoto. That's why it says v'lachoto, the famous line. Lachoto deina metame av metame hu lemeit mitzvah. He does have to be metame from. What does that mean? Lav shma mina, kadam kodem chatzot, kan lachar chatzot. In other words, Abaye builds up this entire argument based on the fact that in one case we say you do have to be metame, even, and it's the story with Yosef HaKohen, even if it means that you cannot do the Korban Pesach, and the other one that says you're not mitame, except in the case of a meit mitzvah. So he says, oh, it must be that the first case is before, the person died before Chatzot, you weren't yet caught up with the mitzvah of Pesach, therefore you're mitame, but if it's after Chatzot, then you're not. Maybe they're both after Chatzot. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva disagree about whether there's an obligation to go to the funeral. Tanya lai tamat reshut to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva omer chova. So lo sakatay tach. He can't say that. Why? Dereisha dahi Rabbi Akiva ktanila. The beginning of that second brayta that said you not mitame was taught by Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva omer nefesh elu hakrovim. This is the famous drasha. It goes through all the ones that the Nazir is not supposed to meet tameh and says, why I need that word, enu mitameh av mitameh hu lemeit mitzvah. Because think about this, if your Nazir is not mitameh for his father, certainly he's not mitameh for his sister or anybody else. So why does it say it? Mitameh hu lemeit mitzvah. Limo means haya kohen vaya nazir. Even if he's a kohen who's a nazir. Limo deinu mitameh av mitameh hu lemeit mitzvah. Liachi, what's that? She'im haya kohen gadol v'u nazir. Let's say he's a kohen gadol and a nazir. So it's lachivu deinu mitameh mitameh hu lemeit mitzvah, which means all of the specific terms in nazir that says you're not mitameh for this relative or that relative or that relative, or I'll tell you, but you are mitameh lemeit mitzvah, even if, and they keep ranking it up. V'lachoto matam lomar haresh haya halach l'chot b'zchov l'mod p'no v'shama shemeit lomeit chotama marta lo yitama. So for a regular person, you're not mitameh if you're on your way to Pesach. And this is Rabbi Akiva talking. So you can't say that both approaches are after Chatzot, and the one that says you're not mitame as Rabbi Akiva, because here that you are not mitame as Rabbi Akiva, because here Rabbi Akiva says, alright, so therefore, since that this entire Braita is Rabbi Akiva, you cannot answer and say both rulings that an Onain does or doesn't are after, is when the person dies after Chatzot, and the one who says that he may eat the Pesach is Rabbi Shmuel, and the one is Rabbi Akiva, because here this whole presentation is Rabbi Akiva. So that didn't work. Rav Amar Idi Idi Achar Chatzot. He says it's all in the afternoon. V'lo Kasha Kan Korm Shishchato V'zarku Alav Kan Lachar Shchato V'zachdu Alav. He takes Abaye, but he takes him one step further. He says, I don't care what time of day it is. I care whether the guy already did the Pesach. If the guy already did a Pesach and then heard that he had a mate, he's already a Korban Pesach guy. But if they hadn't yet done his Korban Pesach and done the Zrika, then he found out that somebody died. Then Aninu comes first. I'm going to have Adam Matna the Rabbi. He turns around and says, what do you mean after they already did Shechita and Zrika for this guy? It's already too late. He's already done the Pesach. So now, he said as follows. Ravina says, from hearing this comment, he says, we understand that you must eat the Korban Pesach to be Yotze the Mitzvah. And that's a discussion of Masach HaPesachim. So Amalei Tzayit Maidika Amar Lach Rabach. So Rava turns to Rav Ada Bar Matna and says, you should listen to what your Rebbe, meaning Ravina, says, because that's the answer. It's because if they, your argument is, once they did the Shechita and the Zerika, who cares? You already Yotze the Mitzvah. The answer is no. We already know from Rabba Bar Avuna, as Ravina just mentioned, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach. And that's the Chiddush, is that if after Shechita and Zerika you heard that a mate, somebody died in your family died, you still go ahead and eat the Pesach that night when Laila's Darabonin. Now, let's find out what this is. My Rabba Bar Avuna, what did he say? The Tanya. Yom Shmua Ki Yom Kruva. We have a Braita that says, if you hear, and Rashi points out, it's a Shmua Kruva, meaning somebody died within the last 30 days. You hear that somebody died, it's, you treat it like the day of burial. L'mitzvat Shiva U'Shloshim, meaning Shiva U'Shloshim start at that point. U'Lachila Psachim, for the purpose of Psachim, Ki Yom Likut Atzamot. We don't treat it like the day of burial, we treat it like a day in which you'd reinter somebody, literally collecting bones. Now, echad zeh ve'echad zeh tova b'chal b'kodshim la'erev. In either one of these cases, you go to the mikveh and eat kodshim that night. Now, ha gufa kasha, the statement itself is problematic. We're going to get to Rav Bar Avuna. Amarta yom shua ki yom kvura l'mitzvat shiva u'shloshim u'lachir psochim ki yom likut atzamot, implying that michlal di yom kvura v'erev nami lo achil. In other words, you said, for psochim, we don't treat it like yom kvura, the day that you hear somebody died 2 weeks ago. For Psachim, we deal with it, we treat it like a day of Likut Atzamot, implying that a regular day of Kura would be something that that night you couldn't eat Pesach. And then it says, either this one or that one, which we assume means either the Yom of Shmua or the Yom Kura, you still would go to the Mikvah and eat Kodshim that night. So that's a problem. Amrav Chista, so he answered, Tanoihi. This is a Machloket Tanaim. And we'll see what that is in a couple minutes. Rabbi Avuna Amar, it's a lokasha. I have no problem here. Kan shema shmua al meitos samuch lishkiat hachama. V'chan sheliktulo atzamot samuch lishkiat hachama. That's one. V'chein. Meaning that if you heard, meaning echad zev means shmua and likut atzamot, not kvura. If you heard that somebody died before sunset on Erev Pesach, or that you collected the bones and reinterred them before sunset, in that case, once nighttime comes, you're already in a new day and you eat the Pesach. But if all of that happened after Shkia, which means Yom Shmua, Yom Likut Atzamot, or even the day of Kvura, if it happened before sunset, once sunset comes, it's a new day, and therefore you can eat the Pesach. But if it happened after sunset, meaning you heard about after sunset, you collected the bones after sunset, or you actually did the burial after sunset, then the eating of the Pesach is now in that day, the death. Who cares? The son already said. What does that prove? He holds that eating Pesach is ma'akev, meaning if you heard after sunset, which means you already did Shechita and Zerika, and it's now sunset, and you're about to sit down to your Pesach, and you heard somebody died, or you had to bury somebody or whatever, you don't eat. Who cares if you eat or don't eat? You already did the Pesach. The answer is you didn't do the Pesach because you didn't yet eat from it. There we go. And that's what we understand from Rav Avuna. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, my Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. He says, what's Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh? It's not Yom Kfur and Yom Shmua. It's Hachigamar, Echad Yom Shmua Ve'Echad Yom Likut Atzamot Ve'Vochol Kodshim La'erev. Meaning, you read the Braita wrong. Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh doesn't mean whether or not it's a day of Shmua or it's a day of Kfura. It means whether it's a day of Shmua or a day of Likut Atzamot, you still go to the mikveh and eat that night. Okay, v'had Rav Ashi Baduta, he says, but the Gemara in the comments says, that's not true, he never said that. Because after all, mechti alakai, zeva zevi ba'ile. It shouldn't have said, echad zeva echad ze in the language, because those are the two things that we're just talking about. It should have said, zeva ze. Echad zeva echad ze implies also the Yom HaKfura. So that version of Rav Ashi never said it. It's a mistaken report, etc. Now, beforehand, we said that Rav Chista said this is a machloket Tanaim. Umay Tanoi, Tanya, Ad Matamit Onen Alav. how long does Aninut last? Now, this is not our Aninut, which is from the minute somebody dies until burial. This is the Din of Onin for Kodshim. Kol Hayom. Chachamim say it's all day. Rebbe Omer Kol Zman Shelo Nikbar, until he's been buried. Sounds like Rebbe is more Mekil, because it means if somebody died at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you bury him at 11, for that hour you're an Onin, according to Rebbe, and according to Chacham, you're an Onin all day. Now, B'may Askinan. Elaim of Yomita, if the guy died that day, Mika the late lady Yomita, the Tofis Lelo Minarbonin, everybody agrees that the day of death, if he's buried on that day, there's, you're an Onay not only that day, but that night also Minarbonin. The two Rebbe, Omer Kozman Shalonik Bar, Hakfro Ishtarilei, you think Rebbe really says if you buried him at 11 o'clock, now you're not an Onay anymore? Mika the late lady Vachritaki Omar, the Pasuk in Amos that ends with her end is a bitter day, meaning that Midoraita, the day of death, is Aninut, the whole day, not just till you bury him. So Sheshit Ayom Kfura Kai. It's talking about Yom Kfura, meaning if the person died on one day and you bury him the next day, so Rebbe says you're an Onin until you bury him. So Matka Yosef Felahadik Tari Kozman Shalonik Bar. Aval Nikbar below Lelo. So in other words, Rebbe's saying that until you buried him, but if you buried him, then it's only that day and not the night. That's how he understands it. Amru Kameh to Rabbi Yirmiya. So the student said this to Rabbi Yirmiya. Amar Gavaravik Rabbi Yosef Le Mahachi would Sorry, Matkif Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenges as follows. Hariktani Hashomel Meito Kimelaket Atzamot. If you hear Shmua, it's like Likut Atzamot. Tovev Ochol Kodshim Erev. You go to the mikveh, you eat Kodshim that night. Mechlal Diyom Kfura Filo Erev Nami Lo Achil. Implying, and we saw this before, that on the day of Kfura, you wouldn't even eat Kodshim that night. Hamani, who's the authority of that opinion then? According to neither Rebbe or Chacham, according to what we said, should it be? Alatari, it's Adma Tamit Onanila, I mean Onanila, the righteous spirit as follows. This is Rav Yosef's take. Kol Oto Ayom Vilelo, the day of death, of burial, and that night. Rebbe Omer Kozman Shelo Nikbar, meaning until he's buried. Aval Nikbar Belo Lelo, if he's buried, then not that night. Now, Amruah Kamei Rabbi Yirmiya, so they told Rabbi Yirmiya in Eretz Yisrael, this is what Rav Yosef said. Would a guy like Rav Yosef is a big man, he's an Adam Gadol, he would say that? So, Lema to Rebbe Lekula? You're going to tell me the Rebbe's more Mekel? Rebbe says if you bury him that day, then it only goes till the end of the day? And Chum say all night? Did Rebbe says, until you bury him, you're an Onin, even if it's 10 days. Chacham say it's only that day. So clearly, Chacham are more lenient. Altari Tachi, this is how it should read. Ad matay mitonen olav, kol oto hayom, below lelo. Only the day, not the night. Rabbi Omer, kozman shelo nikbar, until he's buried. Vim nikbar tofes lelo. And once he's buried, it's that day of the burial plus that night. So Rabbi is more machmir. And so Rav Chista now, way back at the top of the Amud said, that the solution to this is a machloka tanaim, basically between Rebbe and Chachomim, about whether or not it goes into the night. Amro kamei de Rava. Now it comes back to Bavel, and this is what they told Rava. Mida ka'ama Rebbe Yom Kfura tofes lelo midirabanan. Since Rebbe said that the Yom Kfura even goes into the night midirabanan, chad yom mita tofes lelo midoraita, implying that if it's actually the day the guy died also, it's tofes midoraita at night. Vesava Rebbe Aninut Laila Doraita? Does Rebbe really hold it that Aninut and night is Doraita? Not when the person died at night, the person died during the day. Batanya, Hein Hayom, this is what Aaron says back to Moshe, and we're going to take a look at this in greater detail in the next podcast. Ani Hayom Asur V'Laila Mutar. Meaning that Aaron says, today I couldn't eat it, but tonight I could. Well, the Dorot Ben Bayom Ben Balayla Sur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, in the case of Aaron on that special day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, it was only Asur for him as an Onain to eat during the day, but at night he could. But for generations, day and night, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yomer, Aninut Leila, Inu Medivre Torah, Medivre Sofrim. Rabbi here explicitly says that Aninut Leila is Durabanan, and therefore it doesn't stand in the way of eating Korbanot. The answer is, Leolam Durabanan Hu. V'chacham also chizik l'divrayim yoter mikish mishal Torah. He says as follows, you're right, that Aninut Leila is Durabanan, but this is one of those cases where the Chachamim made their ruling more severe than a Doraita, and therefore, he is not allowed to eat that night either. So even though Rebbe said it's the Rabbanan, nonetheless, he will say that the Aninut stretches, and if he's buried that day, then even that day into the night, he can't eat. And therefore, that's why Rav Chista answered that the resolution between the Braita that we, the parts of the Braita that we saw about Yom Shmuah is that it's really a Machloka Tanaim. And whether on Yom Kfurah you can eat that night, Rebbe says you can't, Chacham say that you can, and that brings us to the conclusion at this point. As you can see from the layout in the next shiur, we are going to analyze at length and in depth the parsha of Nadav and Avihu and the impact of their death on Aharon as an Onain, which was the source of all of Aninut, and the conversation between Moshe and Aharon. In the meantime, though, everybody should have a wonderful day.